Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
To the land of milk and honey and money, money, money. Hi Jim and Patrick and the Suburbs community, this is Roger Grace in Stirling in Scotland with my April new music picks. Three for me this month. Starting off with my favourite Scottish band, Broken Chanter. This is their fourth album's just come out in April called This Could Be Us, You or Anybody Else. I really do love Broken Chanter. David McGregor, the lead singer and band leader, is a fantastic personality. Great songwriter as well. It's well worth checking out his other stuff. And on album release, I was fortunate enough to go and see them at My Fidelity Records up in Montrose, where they did a two-piece acoustic set with songs from the new album and some old favourites as well. Pick is from the Welsh three-piece metalist Florence Black. They've brought a new album out called Pouring Rain. The track I like to play from that is called Coloured In. It's by far the heaviest track on the album, and if you want to get a little bit of balance on it and what their more normal sound is, the title track is well worth a listen, but it's a good album as well, and I think the listeners will enjoy this.
Terror!
The last track and bonus track is by a singer-songwriter from Stirling called Corin, who I was very fortunate to see. She opened a gig in Stirling a couple of weeks ago when we had a culture night, which was a free music evening, along with lots of other events going on. I got fortunately enough to see Father Somewhere headlining that gig that she was at. She's inspired by Joni Mitchell and Norah Jones, and the track that she's just released recently is called Found, so that's well worth a listen to. And finally, just to say, well, it's been quite a good month for football. My beloved MK Dons finally got promoted back to League One, even if they did blow the title on the last game of the season. And shout out for Nicholas. I'm sure he's very, very happy that his beloved Tractor Boys are back to the land of milk and honey and money, 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 known as the English Premier League. So at least two listeners are very happy this month with their football team. That's all from me. So long, farewell, goodbye.
Greetings, Jim and Patrick, and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Kevin Porter calling from just outside of Baltimore with my new music picks for April. My best album of the month is Orange from White Fence. White Fence is a project of Tim Presley, who is a member of The Fall, and has worked with Kate LeBond and Ty Siegel, among others. This is the first time I've come across White Fence, but Mr. Presley has been quite active, having released 11 albums by my count. White Fence is an appealing mix of psychedelic and bedroom pop, and the album's a pretty nice, easy listen. I suggest playing I Came Close, Orange for Luck.
Yeah.
My song of the month for April is Chance to Bleed from Kurt Vile. It'll appear on the album Philadelphia's Been Good to Me that comes out on May 29th. I run hot and cold on Kurt Vile, but this song has such a great hook. It just drew me in and didn't let go. Looking forward to hearing the rest of the album when it comes out.
It's all right.
If I may, I'd like to suggest an honorable mention with the song Yes, She Loves Me by Doug Gillard. It comes from the album Parallel Stride that also came out in April. If the name Doug Gillard sounds familiar, it should, because he is the longtime guitarist for Guided by Voices. He is such a tasty and melodic guitarist, and that comes through with this song. That's it for me. Look forward to hearing everybody else's picks, and I hope everyone has a great month of May. Cheers. Philadelphia has been good to me.